Welcome to the Breaking Up with Yo-Yo Dieting podcast. I'm your host, Amber McKenzie. I'm an author, speaker, and former yo-yo dieter turned successful weight maintainer, and I get to live in a body I love. Each week, I'll share stories, practical strategies, and have inspiring conversations with guests to help you get and keep the body you dream of. Now let's find out how to break up with yo-yo dieting and fall in love with yourself. Hey everybody, thank you so much for those of you that take the time to leave me a review. It means the world to me and I read every single one. So this week's leaves 5 stars and they say thank you for this. They're right. I'm blown away. This podcast was so raw and real and had me truly feeling emotional. Thank you for sharing your truth, Amber. Understanding what you went through and where you came from in your journey makes knowing where you are now a truly phenomenal accomplishment. I'm a fan, I'm inspired, and look forward to listening to more. Thank you so much for your time and leaving me this rating and review. This podcast is not meant to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure any medical or mental health condition. Please check with your healthcare professional before making changes to your diet or exercise program. Hey everybody, I hope you're having a great week. So this week, I did a talk on Instagram Live that got a lot of views, so I thought, you know what? Hey, let's talk about it here. So that is, guys, remember, this is a slow process and quitting will not speed it up. So let's think about it. Maybe you've been like me. Your weight has been up and down and up and down, and you want to live in a body you love, but maybe you overate, you ate something you didn't mean to eat, you stopped going to the gym, you even gained 5 pounds. I know sometimes these things can make us feel a bit defeated or a bit overwhelmed. Maybe you want to quit. I hear you. I've been there. But that's what leads to the yo-yo. So guys, here's the thing. It's a slow process and quitting will not speed it up. If we want to step away from fad diets, low carb, only juice, skinny tea, all of these quick fixes, fad diets, things that are unsustainable, where we crash, we don't eat enough. And then on the other side of that, we eat and eat and eat. If you are tired of doing that like I am, if you're tired of feeling hungry and deprived, then here's the thing. We need to get very real about what is sustainable, what is an enjoyable lifestyle, and how to manage real life where you might have a week, 2 weeks, maybe even a month where you cannot get to the gym. Maybe you have to deal with weight really does fluctuate. Maybe given what you're going through at that certain time of your life, your lowest maintainable weight is actually a little bit higher than what you would like just because you cannot get to the gym as often. You can't eat as clean, or maybe your kitchen is undergoing renovations. I don't know what it is. But one of the things I encourage you to remember is whatever our lowest maintainable weight is going to be whatever it is given our life circumstance, given our hormones at that time. And it's not always bad if it has to be a couple pounds more. In fact, we can be healthy. Perfectly healthy and be in a size that maybe isn't the size we wish, but doesn't mean there's anything wrong necessarily. So we want to step away from things that aren't sustainable. And we want to remember that, hey guys, at times we're going to overeat, we're going to step off track, and we might even gain 5 pounds. But quitting, throwing in the towel and saying, I don't care anymore, I'm just going to eat all the things, or I'm never going to work out again, and ugh, I'm going to throw in the towel, all that's going to get us is farther away from our goals. And so if you want to remember that this is a slow process and quitting won't speed it up, like just becoming a newer, healthier version of you, someone that does love living in their body, this is going to require you taking on a new identity. A new identity that at times is okay with an occasional eating experience where maybe you ate a little bit more. Maybe this is a new you that's okay with gaining a pound or even losing a pound. Maybe this is a you that intuitively begins to learn what foods are actually great for you and which are the ones that throw you off course, but knows how to steer you back on track. This is a huge learning process if a stable body weight in a body you feel comfortable in has never actually been a part of you, if you don't know this. And for me, guys, gosh, feeling comfortable in my body and trusting my body wasn't going to change, this is new. Because I always had the pattern of losing weight only to gain it back. And the moment I saw the scale go up a pound, I was so scared. But now that my body has learned and I have learned this is just the weight that I am, those fluctuations just don't scare me because I have faith. And that takes a long time. And quitting won't make it go faster. So if you are ready to live real life, stop losing weight and gaining weight, losing weight and gaining weight. But if you're ready to lose weight and keep it off and really start to love the skin you're in, you know, here are some steps I think you can take. So the first and foremost is remember, make a vow to achieve your goals in a realistic time frame. And so sure, we can go and we can find how to lose 20 pounds in 20 days. Is that doable? Maybe for some people, not for me, but is it realistic? Not for most of us. Is it more realistic to maybe lose 20 pounds in 4 months or over the course of a year, even in 2 months? That's more realistic than 20 days. Maybe you got to lose 5 pounds. You say, hey, I'm going to give myself a month or 2 months. These are really realistic things. And for sure, some of us would like it off faster. But if you have a weight loss goal, that's okay. Make a vow to achieve it. Maybe your goal is just management. Maybe your goal is hitting the gym a certain number of times a week. Maybe it's just some behavior change with some part of your food. That's okay. But make a vow to yourself that no matter what, you're going to work on consistency. And even if you don't get it perfect tomorrow or the next day, it doesn't matter. I mean, it matters. You want to get like close to your goals, but it's a long race. It's not a sprint. And it's okay if this takes a while. So make that vow to actually achieve your goals. And remember, you don't have to do it overnight. So if you strayed, you sabotaged, you did something you didn't mean to, hey, oh well, what you gonna do? But quitting, throwing in the towel, it's not gonna help you get there. So vow, no matter what comes over you, which direction life goes in, that you will get yourself back on track. Sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly, but you will get yourself back on track. Repeat after me. I vow to achieve my goals and I am going to stay consistent. I vow to achieve my goals and I'm going to stay consistent. Second thing, everybody. Number two, remember, sustainability is everything. So if you are doing something that you cannot maintain and you just want to throw in the towel, you might need to look at what you're doing. So sometimes we need to change our relationships with food, or maybe you're trying to do something that you're just undernourished. The best, now I'm saying diet, but what I mean by diet is we can be on a diet of all carbs, no carbs, watching our macros, but diet, just your way of eating. So I'm not specifically even referring to being on like a weight loss plan. But the best diet food intake for your body is one that you A, enjoy, and B, is good for your body and helping you meet your goals. So if you don't get some degree of enjoyment from your food, if it's not helping you reach your goals, then this probably isn't sustainable. So sustainability is everything. And you know what sustainable is from time to time? For most of us, an occasional indulgence. For most of us, also eating clean and really good healthy foods most of the time. But that balance for you is going to be a unique and individual journey. So get off social media, stop looking at what everybody else is doing. If you need to, consult your own dietitian or coach. But really figure out something that is actually sustainable for you. Guys, I plan to eat a couple candies every day, little candies, because I eat them anyway. And I used to be like beating myself up about that, but now I just, candies are part of it. The next thing is remember to enjoy sometimes. So sometimes, you know, we went to an all-inclusive this year and I wasn't crazy. It was moderate enjoyment, but it was enjoyment. Or those little candies every day, or, you know, having a meal my fiance makes. From time to time, it's an experience. Enjoy life. But then the other times, this is number four, clean up your food. So if you've been eating a bunch of things that aren't making you feel great, look at your next plate and think to yourself, does this food make me feel energetically alive? Is it in line with me? And if so, eat that. And then no matter what, guys, no matter what, this is the last thing I have for you. Just keep going and don't quit. This time, just do not quit on yourself. Because if you're working to get healthy to be the best version of you and you don't feel like you're there yet, that's so okay. But embrace this part of the journey, because anything I've ever gone through that was hard, there was magic on the other side of that discomfort. So embrace that discomfort you're going through. Embrace whatever you're calling a failure. Embrace that anxiety. Embrace that I don't know, whatever you're going through, and just know on the other side of this, there could be a breakthrough. But quitting is not going to help you get there. So endure whatever it is. Make a plan to help you get through this and vow to achieve those goals. Remember, sustainability is everything. Enjoy sometimes, clean up your food sometimes, and just keep going. Thank you so much for tuning in. This podcast was made because of your questions. So please help me get it out there by leaving a rating and review. Until next time, remember, you've got this, and stay consistent.